People say that love is weak, but love is tougher than hate. Hating is easy. Most of us have a gift for it. But love counts to 10, while hate slams the door.
Look forward, not back. The message echoing from Lockerbie today as a memorial is held to mark 30 years since a plane exploded above the sleepy Dumfriesshire town.
A generation on, you are choosing to face life rather than death, to live in hope rather than fear. You have forged and are forging a positive future for this community in all you do.
Geoff Brown from the Church of Scotland led the service at the Memorial Garden in Drivesdale Cemetery. I'm Kerry-Ann Docherty and I'm here where hundreds gathered earlier to lay tributes in memory of the 270 people who lost their lives that night. It was a simple and low-key service. It's what the people of Lockerbie wanted. First to lay a wreath was the Queen's Dumfriesshire representative, Fiona Armstrong. She also read a speech on behalf of Her Majesty.
I send my prayers and good wishes to all those who will be marking this solemn anniversary.
Victims' families from the town and around the world stood side by side as a community who have worked hard to heal and rebuild. Lisa Mosey's daughter Helga was just 19 when she boarded Pan Am Flight 103 on her way to America. She was taking a year out to be a nanny. Her mother says moving on doesn't mean forgetting.
The evening when the news came that Helga was dead, you know, that we knew she'd crashed here in Lockerbie, I felt I can't just sit and just mourn. I grieved, I cried, but I had to be there for the living as a mother.
Also on the plane were 35 students from Syracuse University in New York. Now every year, two pupils from Lockerbie Academy are offered a one-year scholarship there. Head teacher Brian Asher says it's just one of the ways the town is trying to take positive steps forward.
I've not come across Lockerbie meaning something negative, and I will resist that assertion.
Ashlyn and Rowan are two of the pupils hoping to be taking part in this year's scholarship.
As you kind of become more and more aware of what went on, it is disturbing to think about, like, how all of that happened and how we are still here and how the community's moving on but still remembering what's happened.
I haven't really had the thought of it as it is a negative thing, obviously, but it's turning more into a positive thing with the link between Lockerbie and Syracuse.
One man, Abdul Basit Al-Megrahi, was convicted of the bombing at a special Scottish court sitting in the Netherlands back in 2001. He was released from jail on compassionate grounds in 2009 after he was diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer. Kenny McCaskill was the Justice Secretary at that time. It was he who decided to set him free, a decision he stands by.
You were never going to be able to satisfy everybody, that was clear. There were people who, frankly, didn't want him in prison. They wanted him hanged, drawn and quartered and whatever else could be done to dissolve his body in acid or whatever. There were others who wanted him out, and you have those two extremes. I had to follow the laws and guidance, and that I did.
Three decades on, the investigation has never been resolved, with opinions divided on the guilt and involvement of Megrahi. But that's not what today was about.
Lots of friendships have been formed.
It's taking the things from the past and putting a good future to that.
The community kind of came together and dealt with it.
We've made a bond over this kind of disaster.
Compassion, family. It also means hope in terms of we're 30 years on now and that doesn't define us anymore.
The events of the 21st of December 1988, when 270 people died after Pan Am Flight 103 blew up over Lockerbie, are etched on the minds of the town and the world. But the message today is clear. That message is love is the strongest weapon known to mankind, and only love can put us back together again.
We realise all the more acutely the sweetness of life and the need for it to be lived to the full. The scars remain. But in nature's healing way, they fade with time.